Hello, this is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. Today being May the 4th, 2026. And I usually have a scripture that I like to share and make some comments on, but in today's program, I would like to share somebody else's words. And they are the words of a man named Oswald Chambers, who died in 1917. He was a speaker, he was an evangelist, he was a teacher, and he was filled with wisdom and insight. And after he died, his wife put together a compilation of his sayings and quotes and teachings known as My Utmost for His Highest. And I'd like to read from this book, because I've been reading this book over and over, year by year, for the past dozen years or so. And I've had men in our church who have read this book over and over for longer periods of time. Here's the reading for May the 4th. It's titled Vicarious Intercession. And it starts with a quote from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And this is what Oswald says. Beware of thinking that intercession means bringing your own personal sympathies and concerns into the presence of God, and then demanding He do whatever we ask. Our ability to approach God is due entirely to the vicarious or substitutionary identification of our Lord with sin. We have, quote, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, end quote. Spiritual stubbornness is the most effective hindrance to intercession because it is based on a sympathetic understanding of things we see in ourselves and others that we think needs no atonement. We have the idea that there are certain good and virtuous things in each of us that do not need to be based on the atonement by the cross of Christ. Just the sluggishness and lack of interest produced by this kind of thinking makes us unable to intercede. We do not identify ourselves with God's interests and concerns for others, and we get irritated with Him. Yet we are always ready with our own ideas, and our intercession becomes only the glorification of our own natural sympathies. We have to realize that the identification of Jesus with sin means a radical change of all of our sympathies and interests. Vicarious intercession means that we deliberately substitute God's interests in others for our natural sympathy with them. Am I stubborn or substituted? Am I spoiled or complete in my relationship to God? Am I irritable or spiritual? Am I determined to have my own way or determined to be identified with Him? That's Oswald Chambers in the May 4th edition of his My Utmost for His Highest. This book is still readily available. It's one of the most published books in the history of publishing, other than the Bible. And I highly recommend it to anyone who would like to pick up a copy and begin reading as a supplement to your regular reading of the Bible. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your Mars Hill Pastor of the Day.